From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. Guy Raz is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. It is now 13 days since protesters took to the streets in Egypt. In a moment, we'll go to our correspondent in Cairo for the latest on today's meeting between members of the opposition and the besieged government of Hosni Mubarak. But first, the sounds of nearly 2 weeks of unrest in that country.
Egyptian protesters filled the streets of Cairo and other cities today, the country's largest demonstrations in years.
My children are growing. I don't know how to tell them that we've been living like this for ages.
They were inspired by the recent events in Tunisia.
We need this change.
The protests began peacefully, but that did not last. It was the second day of protests against government. Protesters took to the streets for the third straight day.
And what makes it more effective and harder to deal with is that it's decentralized.
Mubarak insisted he would neither quit now nor leave.
I will die on the soil of Egypt.
The U.S. State Department started flying Americans wanting to get out of Egypt on chartered planes.
Egypt's bookish Nobel Peace Prize winner, Mohamed El-Baradei, defied the curfew to come and address the crowd.
For a seventh night, the curfew here was broken by protesters in Tahrir Square.
After days of allowing protesters to gather in Tahrir Square,
day eight of a possible revolution,
today the army is deploying more tanks and columns of foot soldiers to try to keep them out.
Today in Egypt, battles rage.
Day nine.
Pro-government demonstrators broke through the police lines into Tahrir Square. The Cairo Museum has caught fire.
Fireballs are exploding in the skies over Cairo.
What should President Obama do about the uprising in Egypt?
Violence will not address the grievances of the Egyptian people. And suppressing ideas never succeeds in making them go away.
I want the Egyptian people to have the chance to chart a new future. It needs to be an orderly, peaceful transition to real democracy.
There was a big turnout today in central Cairo for what protesters dubbed Departure Friday.
If he has the severance, we have moved the severance. As some signs in Tahrir Square says, he is over 80, we are under 30, time is on our side.